This Done Needs More Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I'm your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I'm your other co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
Welcome back, everyone. Getting into
Welcome
it.
Back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming in on a much more regular time this time. It has been busy, but yeah, we're back in it. We're back at it. We're going to create a schedule and finally get HR to allow us to, you know, give us some time to do this because, you know, we have been busy. That's I guess, what I'm getting at. And we need to be more dedicated and block off more time.
Mm-hmm. Because we do other things, listeners, besides the podcast itself. Our daily lives don't actually... Our job isn't actually just doing the podcast itself.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have to do other things within Patch Potch when we're not doing the podcast. This is actually kind of cutting into our free time, and we could be doing other things, but we decided to spend it here with you. So you're welcome in one way, and you're also welcome, Miss Dunn, for this as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know about you, but I know that I've been being pulled into more projects and stuff like that, and I love it. I love the recognition and the extra work that we're doing, but it is kind of a situation where, you know, it's like, oh, you did so well with this one thing, let's try to do more. And mm-hmm. I've actually been on the dice creating committee, and, like, you know, everyone knows dice. There's the classic, there's D6, you know, good old original.
The
there's, you know, D20 for Dungeons and Dragons and other mostly role-playing games.
Magic the Gathering.
Yep, that's a good point. D4, the pointy, spiky one, that's like a caltrop. Dangerous, but, you know, I guess not the lowest numbers, but that's cool. So we've been trying to make, at least in the dice-making department, we've been trying to make different dice. Like, we tried to make a D7, and that was weird and awkward because we had to make mm-hmm. an odd number of sides. We tried to make a D100, and that basically just ended up being a large ball that kind of just rolled around. It never really it was hard to stop it once it started going. But yeah, that's kind of I've been hanging out with R&D essentially, just coming up with more dice. It's excruciating. It's not that fun, but hey, that's why we do it because we care.
Yeah. And you can't imagine how much time and energy has gone into trying to create the elusive D1.
Yeah.
It's they've been spending the better half of just, you know, it started last year just trying to conceptualize and try to come up with the D1. So, you know, it is hard work. I'm glad that you're being involved in more projects. I got involved into a project, or at least I was introduced to a project by Miss Dunn. She said, can you help me with a project? And I said, sure. And she kind of just took me by the arm and led me to the bathroom, and I cleaned the bathroom. So I'm glad that you are getting a little bit more fulfilling stuff. Like, I think she said that she's got another project for me, and I think it involves, like, cleaning out the microwave. So I don't know if I'm doing necessarily a bad job or... you know, if this is some sort of retaliation or something that I don't know, which I think is illegal. But, yeah, my projects seem to be mostly around the cleaning aspect or tidying up.
Well, you might have been cleaning when this went out, but there was actually an email blast that I saw, and I guess I kind of assumed that there was more to it, but I did see that they named you as Chief Windex Officer.
Oh, well, that's
yeah,
wonderful.
CWO. So, I mean, I guess it's a promotion, but again, you know, hey.
Well, I didn't get any more money, I'll tell you that. I haven't seen any more money from this Chief Windex Officer.
Did you not see, they did deliver a large amount of cleaning supplies to your desk? At least I saw it as I passed by one day.
They did do that, yeah. Can you check that email real quick? Am I even on that email? Can you just, like, scan that? Because I don't think I got that one. I think it was just some sort of, hey, everyone, DJ's now going to be cleaning everything.
Yeah, actually, and then I also see a link to, like, a spreadsheet where it's actually called the Voluntold spreadsheet, and it looks like they just kind of are signing you up for other tasks. Yeah, you have the microwave or the kitchenette next week. I think that you're dusting the air ducts, it looks like.
Am I on? Can you see if I'm on the email?
You might be BCC'd, but no, I don't see you on it.
Okay. Well, I mean, that explains a lot. I will have to bring this up to HR at some point because I was not told.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're the ones that actually sent it out.
Oh, okay. Well, at least I know who to go to.
Yeah.
Well, something shifty's going on around here. I'm not quite sure why my projects have to be revolved around the cleaning sort of thing, but that's fine. That doesn't have to be a problem for our listeners right now. That's going to be a problem that I will raise heck, you know, in this coming week.
There will be heck to pay, and everyone just watch this space, as they say. Yeah. Get ready for the reckoning.
Well, you know, what I'm going to say is that if nothing good comes of this, there might not be a next episode because I'm going to just tear this place to the ground.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, actually, I might not have wanted to say that on this podcast because Miss Dunn, she does listen to this, but...
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, all right, that's fine. She can know my intentions.
What about this? Here's a good creative workaround, and I can help out.
Okay.
Let's just start either tidying beyond belief or dirtying things beyond belief. And that'll be like our quiet riot thing of just like, oh, well, you know, like you want to get these things done. I'm pivoting. It's definitely dirtying things beyond belief because like, oh, well, we're going to need more hands on deck. We're going to have to take over the, you know, cleaning aspect, the building management. So if you want to get this thing done right, then we're clearly going to need some more hands on deck to help us out with this project.
Well, I think I agree with you, because if I just clean things really well, then that would just mean that they'd be okay, this guy is just
doing a good enough job.
Yeah. I don't want to prove that I am a good cleaner. I think in order to get what you want in this world, you have to prove how bad of a person that you are at doing a certain task.
That's true. But
take this to heart, friends and family and kids and whatnot. If you want to get ahead in life, do a really bad job at whatever your task is.
Yeah. If you perform so poorly, they will have no other choice than to either remove you from it or, you know, you can say you're more of your skills are more suited for a managerial role, something like that. Fail upwards, we always say.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not here to promote the 60-hour work week or, you know, the Sigma male lifestyle of the grind don't stop. I'm saying the grind does stop, and the grind needs to take a break and do a bad job.
Yeah.
The grind actually means, you know,
grinding halt.
Just,
that's what it grind, means.
That's what it means. The grind means grinding everything to a halt and stopping everything.
Become a cog in the machine that doesn't fit.
Yes. Become the most awful cog that grinds everything so that it doesn't actually... Yeah, you said it perfectly, so...
Yeah. Well, there we go. I think... Hey, by this time next week, problem solved, I'm thinking.
Me too, yeah. I will no longer be performing any of my cleaning duties. I hereby revoke the title of CWO. I would like to get... It would be sweet to get onto the D1... project, because I think I can figure it out. And if you think you can figure it out, I'll just plug right now, dear listeners, if you think you can figure it out, I'd love to see what your designs would be on PatchPotchR&D, our Twitter handle.
Yeah, I mean, genuinely, that goes straight to R&D. We'll see that. We have tried multiple times, and I don't know why we thought, you know, I guess this is a definition of insanity, but hey, we're crazy over here. But we tried pressing a penny really, really, like, really hard. Like, we, like, really, like, you know, we're, like, we put a big rock on top of it, and,
you get one of those hydraulic press machines? Have you seen those things?
Yeah, we thought we could squish it so hard that would only have one side.
I don't know if that's how it works, but I appreciate that's a pretty good start.
Well, you know, yeah, we thought we could really just squish it down and it would have no depth anymore. It would just be like not even an atom in depth. It would just be a color essentially on imprinted on something, and then you would, I don't know how you would flip it or get the one side or do the other side, but yeah, that was our initial thought. So Oh, but what all if... I was going to... Sorry, all I was going to say to finish that up is that it is that is perfect that I can chain the email to you and then you can send out one. Just be like, it is with deep regret that I must step down as CWO and yeah. make a whole, you know, fanfare about it and just be like, oh, like, I'm so saddened by my, you know, by these failures that I've made, and it is with a heavy heart that I must step down and graciously not accept.
I could do those things. Have you seen those wacky ways that people resign, like giving someone like a resignation cake?
Yeah.
I'll make a resignation cake, and it'll just have some icing on it. That says like, I'm gonna stop cleaning,
and put it in a toilet. So
yeah, I also had the idea when you said hydraulic press. What if you had a penny getting smushed by a hydraulic press that was also in between a larger hydraulic press that pressed that one, so that it was like two hydraulic presses all into one. That might get it down to atom size.
Maybe. Yeah.
Something worth considering. Those things aren't cheap, I know, but we make the big bucks here at Patch Podge, so I think we can afford that kind of research.
I think that's what I think we're down to, or at least every time that I go to R&D, it's like we get so close and we're just like, I just don't think we pressed hard enough. Let's just try even harder. Maybe that's what went wrong. And then just
we tried pressing more?
Have we tried pressing even harder? Have we I mean, we pressed it, but did we really press it? Did we like really give it the squeeze? So, you know,
what was the hydraulic pressure on this one? Okay. Double it.
Yeah. More.
More.
Enhance. Increase power.
Yeah. I think that you'll probably get to it at that point. Or you might split the atom and cause an explosion, but, you know, all in the name of science.
All in the name of board games.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, speaking of which...
Yeah, what a great segue.
We're a board game podcast, and we create board games here on this podcast. I had a fun idea. It's a new one. Definitely plugging again, Twitter handle, any board game suggestions, ideas, even just, I don't know, random words or phrases that you want to throw at us that we got to incorporate into the games, please head on over to @PatchPotchR&D on Twitter. But for now, the interesting idea that I had was, what if we took like a random word generator? Got, I don't know, I have like 10 words up here and I can go a couple of times, really shake the dice, roll it up, and then we pick random numbers, and then whatever those words are, we have to incorporate into creating our game.
Sure, that makes sense to me. That's a good workaround until somebody tweets at us. And I do want to say real quick is that I'm even considering giving out a prize to the first person who tweets at us an idea.
Ooh.
I don't know what the prize will be, but I think I'm at the point where I've had enough. You know, someone's got to give us some idea. That's it. Somebody got to give us an idea here. So, yeah, let's do this random. How many words are up there? You said 10?
Yep.
Okay, so it's just 1 through 10?
Sure, yeah. So how about give me 3 numbers, 1 through 10.
I'm going to go with 6.
Okay, 6.
I'm going to go with 1.
Good answer.
Good answer. And then I'm going to go with 7.
Okay, 1, 6, 7. All right, here we go. Random words. Okay, word number 1, safety.
Safety. Is that word number 1 or word number 6?
That's word number 1.
Okay.
Word number 6, initial.
Okay.
And word number 7, fossil. So technically in the order that you said it was initial safety fossil.
Initial safety fossil. Boy, this is yeah, those really don't have anything in common now, do they?
Ready?
I do like the idea of just a safety fossil. Like whatever that could be. I don't know. I don't like the word initial. I don't know how can get incorporated.
Pick another number, and I'm looking at some of these words, and it could be amazing.
Okay, well, why don't you pick? You pick one.
Well, I already see the I already see the words as the, I guess, the kind of problem, so I'd be like biased. So I think you should just pick another number randomly. All right,
We'll do five. We'll do five.
Number five.
I think I picked a good one.
Harass.
Oh man, harass. Safety, well, that's kind of like the opposite. Oh yeah, yeah, that's kind of the opposite of safety now. So,
I'm imagining.
I could work with this.
I'm imagining. Ready? Here's what jumped out to me immediately.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's either like a museum heist, and there's a bunch of fossils there, and you're trying to get it. Or, for some reason, yeah, we have some protesters of fossils. And oh, wait a minute. What if they're dinosaurs that are protesting the exploitation of fossils? It is unfair. Those are their dinosaur ancestors, and so they're sabotaging the museum.
Okay, so yeah, what if, okay, this is a game about some dinosaurs that were frozen in like the North Pole or something, and then because of the rising temperatures they thawed, and they just discovered like a museum for the first time. They're at the Smithsonian, or even like the Chicago Field Museum that's got the big old Sioux.
Yeah.
And one of the T-Rexes is like, "That's my wife." Like, yeah,
you have no right.
Yeah, you've got no right to have my wife on display like that. So now it's then about, yeah, like getting, you know, this T-Rex's wife out of, I guess, the museum to, I don't know, bury properly or I guess, however, a T-Rex. They definitely didn't bury anyone.
Yeah.
But these dinosaurs are smart enough to know how to do that.
This is on the list, no joke. But I think to really give it an edge, or at least to one separate, well, I think that the premise already is pretty out there, but to really separate it, and it's a word that has been jumping out at me that I see, but it's council. So what if the game is you are dinosaurs in a court of law trying to sue museums for getting either compensation for displaying fossils or get the fossils out. Like, I don't know what it would be, but it would be all about the court proceedings. As a dinosaur, you're Sir Ranosaurus Rex Esquire, and you know, you are trying to present the facts of a case in order to, again, either it'd be really up to how we decide the game goes.
This may or may not matter, but would these dinosaurs be represented by humans or dinosaurs?
Definitely dinosaurs.
So the dinosaurs thaw from the ice, they graduate from law school, or at least one of them graduates from law school, and then they proceed to sue the Smithsonian for their wives' bones.
Let's just go safely here, because one, I love museums and I love all the great work that they do in preserving natural stuff, and just going to give a quick shout out there. So let's say that in this world, this is a black market museum, and they actually have been stealing from other museums. So they're the bad guy, and they're the clear bad guy. So these dinosaurs, in the way that they know best, they are taking this museum to court.
Well, if they're already stealing from museums, if they were supposedly caught, wouldn't like the real museums also like try to sue them
maybe,
as well?
Maybe
you think they,
maybe that's just it, is that they weren't, they weren't caught. You have to prove it. That's the point of the game, is that you have to prove it in this court of dino law that what they did was wrong, and that, you know, obviously some kind of punishment must be doled out to this dastardly, you know, museum owner, or this, I don't even know, I'm trying to think of like a name on the spot, but yeah, something like that.
Yeah. What if we went in a similar direction?
Okay.
But it was a dinosaur museum, but it was also still back in like prehistoric times. And this would be more or less like the body museum.
Oh.
Where it's like dinosaurs are still like the dominant species, but for some reason other dinosaurs are taking dead one, like their dead relatives, and like putting them on display for some reason. And they're like, we don't know why we're doing this. It doesn't really matter because we all have these bones inside of us. And we probably see these bones every single day because it's a wild and chaotic world being a dinosaur. But
we live in a society.
Yeah, but we live in a society and we need to know what exactly how these dinosaur bones tick. So it's basically just the body museum, but dinosaurs, and also set in prehistoric times, but still keeping all of the things that you said, where it's maybe, I don't know, a dastardly triceratops who's thieving, you know, other family members' bones away from them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it probably should be like some sort of alpha predator putting it on, and after they eat them all, they're like, I'm also gonna go into philanthropy and like put the bones I don't eat and put them on display. Make more dino money.
We can come up with that dinosaur from like Jurassic World and be like, it's a combination of all the DNA of the world's deadliest animals mishmashed together.
That could be it. Or from that really creepy TV show, Dinosaurs.
Oh, man. You know? Yeah, that was a good show.
It was, you know how that show ended?
Yeah, they all died.
Did we talk about this before?
I think so.
I think we talked about this in, like, literally another episode.
Yeah.
So we don't need to rehash that again.
Time is a flat circle when you're talking about dinosaurs.
Yeah. It'll always lead back to that really creepy puppet sort of animation. Were they in suits? Actually, the baby was a puppet for sure.
Yeah, I imagine that they were suits with probably some animatronics in it, because it's not they didn't, I mean, they like walked around, but you, at least I don't recall seeing like their full bodies ever in a shot. It was always, you know, like chest up or whatever.
That's true. You know? They might have all just been puppets. I have no idea how that show was put on. Shouldn't have been there. It's a nightmarish looking show.
I liked it, but that's okay.
That's insane. You don't like clowns, but you love the dinosaurs. Well, not love, but you tolerate the dinosaurs TV show.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure, it was, like, weird, or at least, like, those... Yeah, I agree. Those puppets are... they are a sight, to put it lightly.
That's putting it very mildly. Like, a lot of things are a sight.
A sight to be seen, sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
Or not to be seen. That's what I'm arguing.
All right, fine. But okay, so since this is already a thing, what if... And you know what? Hey, maybe dinosaurs... Maybe they'd be happy to come back and team up with us, but maybe you're a dinosaur in the world TV show Dinosaurs, and you're a lawyer, because they had, you know, like, society, like, the dad wore, like, a flannel shirt, so, like, you know.
Yeah, he was, like, a foreman or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Some blue-collar job.
Yeah. So we have a lawyer in this dinosaur universe that, yeah, he is, and I guess because dinosaurs had many different eras and such, we have this very controversial place starting that is displaying dinosaur bones and fossils and stuff. And so you as a lawyer, ooh, maybe this is what it is. It's a two-player game. I mean, maybe...
Okay.
No, yeah, I'm putting my foot down. It's two-player only. One person's a prosecutor.
That's fine. We haven't done one of those before. Yeah. I'm cool with it.
One person's a prosecutor. One person is a defender. And you try to lawyer each other and prove that either the displaying of fossils and bones is ethical or unethical in the world of dinosaurs.
What if we... Okay, let's keep this as a two-player game, but I'm now thinking, like, what if this is just, like, a whole sort of set of cases and stuff like that, and we treat this as, like, Phoenix Wright, you know? And this is one of the cases within it, but it's all just, like... It's just like different cases and different sort of things, but they're all relating to being a dinosaur for some reason. So,
that T-Rex ate my husband. That T-Rex is just doing what he was made to do.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. But you're also presented it as like a Judge Judy-like kind of, I don't know, like this one dinosaur had like, I don't know, like six eggs in their litter or whatever you call like a bunch of baby dinosaurs.
Yeah.
and this other Velociraptor ate two of them, but says that, I don't know, one of the dinosaurs called them fat or something. And this is like Judge Judy's court, except their Judge Judy is a dinosaur.
Yes, except everyone is dinosaur.
Yeah, love okay. It. I think I like this sort of, this is the where we can go off of. Are you cool with that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. So how, I think just kind of building or reverse engineering a court proceeding backwards, how do you, I think it would be like almost in phases where you would get evidence, probably present facts and, you know, what is it called when you talk to a witness on the stand or whatever, I guess.
Cross-examine?
Yeah, cross-examine and like both sides get to question a witness or whatever. And then the last mm-hmm. piece would be like final statement or something like that. Like, in the, I mean, it would be a phase in and of itself, but it would be the shortest of the phases. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do we gather evidence?
Gathering evidence. I mean, gosh, I have not played any Phoenix Wright game. This would be a really great thing to, I mean, it's gotta be something like whenever you get one of these play sets. Oh, you know what we should actually brand this as?
What?
Is that we should have this as like, have you ever done like the monthly thing, like
Or
it's like To Catch a Killer, yeah, or something like that?
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's how this should be, is it's just a branded monthly box that you get that has like different cases inside of it. And you can obviously buy separate individual ones, but we come like with a different case. So, you know, you collect evidence. Maybe the prosecutor and the defender, they each get their own box, and inside of it, when you have a box, you have all of the facts to your case, but then maybe you have to pick and choose. You can display all of your evidence at once, and maybe the prosecutor is like, I want to see what's in your box, and then you say, okay, you only get to pick like 3 out of like the 10 things in here to take a closer look at. Mm. And then there's like a certain time limit that each one has to look at. Or maybe not. Maybe it's like you have like 10 minutes on the clock and you get all of the evidence, but then you have to do different puzzle things like you have to do in like To Catch a Killer get the full story of it. And after 10 minutes, that's it. So if you can go into like a deep dive of one of the pieces of evidence if you want to. If you think it's, and there's some in there that are like maybe red herrings, like some that actually don't matter at all.
You know how I think we could do this and like gamify it too? Because I really like this. I love it. Yes. Prosecution gets their box of evidence and they have like 10 things. Defenders get their box of 10 things or whatever. Yeah. And then like, let's say, I don't know, you get to pick like 3 of the other persons and you only know like maybe like the title of the thing. You don't know the entire like puzzle or whatever it is, but like maybe there's even like some like little hints or clues that you can get and you kind of just have to try and pick the ones that you think you would be best at. And then I think it would be fun to throw in like, you as the defender or as the prosecutor, you get to pick 2 out of your box that you get to give to that person. So they have to solve 5 out of the 10 things. And it's, I mean, it sounds kind of like a quiz, but yeah, it would just be like puzzles and little like logic things, maybe stuff like that. And there is a clear defined answer to each one of them. And then you just go back and forth. Like, let's say I as the defender, I, you know, got my 5 and I solved 3 of the riddles. You as a prosecutor solved 4 of your riddles. So you would win, but like, I don't know, I guess just to keep track of points, you would win the evidence gathering phase because you did more of the puzzles correctly. And, you know, me knowing the answers or having the answer sheet, I can confirm whether or not you got those puzzles right.
Sure. Okay.
So, and then I think based off of the points that you got, maybe that then goes into like presenting arguments. I don't know how it would gamify or do that other than maybe like, however,
well, it sounds like we need like a third player to be the Judge Judy role. like we need like an impartial third player unless we somehow incorporate it. Cause with that To Catch a Killer, or am I even saying it right? Yeah. What's the actual game name?
No, I think that's it.
To Catch a Killer?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Hunt a Killer.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
To Hunt a Killer, we could do it in the same vein where maybe there's like pre-recorded stuff on an app, you know?
Mm. Where. Okay.
Like.
Yeah.
and I don't exactly know how the app would track, but, well, actually, no, you could do it, like, if you've got, so after maybe the evidence phase, then everyone gets on the app and you submit answers to it, being like, why is this thing important? And there's, like, a lot of different answers, and if you were already able to solve it, then it's, like, the in-app judge is, like, you got more of these answers correctly, so your case is now stronger than the other players because you were able to figure out these puzzles more.
I like that.
That's one way that we could do it. Or we have, and maybe we can also have like the variant where it's like if you've got a third person who's willing to sit down with you for 20 to 30 minutes and listen to these, yeah, dinosaur cases of how someone had a pet pterodactyl and then they stole it from the neighbor's lawn or something like that. You know, stuff of that nature. So,
okay, yeah. So yeah. I think to again, give it like a concrete mechanic is that once you do the evidence gathering, then you get on the app. And I think that however well you scored in evidence gathering is how much maybe like information is given to you. Maybe like here we go, You are given almost like a Mad Libs type thing where you have basically the argument that you would be presenting for that case, but it has different blanks or whatever. However well you scored on the evidence gathering, you get an extra number of hints or words that are like the key words to presenting the case. So like
that's good.
Yeah, you try to type them in and then the game or the app or whatever will score you or base, you know, however well you did on that based off of how many correct keywords you used in the right place and like, you know, put the, not only put the case together and figured out what actually happened, you know, whether or not the evidence that you gathered was good or not, but more so if you presented a convincing argument.
Yeah. This will take a good amount of, excuse me,
legwork.
This will take a good up. Well, yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna need like if anyone is listening from Google and wants to join this project, we're gonna need a serious amount of AI involved in this. This project here.
I honestly don't think it. Well, I mean, yeah, I honestly can't speak, but I don't think it would be that hard because all it would really be is like, again, like a Mad Libs type thing, and we would just have to, programming it or tell it like, you know, like, okay, if you use this word in this spot, it's worth this much. If you use this word in this spot, it'd be this much. Like, yes, that's a big lift initially, but you know, then it would just kind of be like, okay, you either use the word or you didn't, and that's it. Like it there would be, to make it easier in terms of scoring, there would be no room for like bias. Like, unfortunately, it would kind of be down to like, you know, the difference between like, if you use the word like he stole it from him versus like he thieved it from him, it's like
My case dismissed. Yeah. He done the stealing. He
done the steal. Yeah, well, and that's what I'm saying. That's not a very convincing argument. That's grammatically incorrect.
Look, we may be dinosaurs, but we do speak perfect English. Yeah. So
we're not fools, we're not cavemen.
Yeah, well, and that's why cavemen, yeah, they should be involved in this as well. Yeah. It would be cool as well to get some sort of like, man, if we had like the ability to hook up like a board as well so that there was like a whole cavemen jury or something like that, and like you could just like talk, and if you did your own like free speech and each one of the cavemen had like some sort of audio picking indicator. Up device.
Oh geez.
Yeah, I know. You could just like talk at these fake cavemen and we could even go into like the full court experience where you pick the jurors and then you sit there for the time where the cavemen have different backgrounds and they have to give an explanation as to why they should be on the jury.
All right, this is how we separate and also make two amazing great games at the same time. We have the base set of, you know, dinosaur lawyer, name pending, title pending. But then if you really want to step up your game, you can pay a premium price where we will send actors, a fake judge, bailiff, all these different things to your house so that
all dressed up as either dinosaurs or cave people.
Yeah, all. Well, I don't know if I want cave people on the jury. This is a dinosaur-based game. Maybe.
Yeah, but dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Could the bailiff be a cave person?
Yeah, with a big bonking stick.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
I guess it honestly really doesn't matter. But point being is that we'll send actors to you, and you get to go through all of the excitement of court proceedings between picking your jurors. It's going to be a hefty price, because if you have a juror dismissed, they're going to have to fly back to wherever they came from. And so this is basically, you might as well just go to law school at this price. But
yeah,
if you don't want to go through law school, but you just want the experience and the price of going to law school, then, you know, boom.
You pay even more money, we'll send out a tailor to get you fitted into your own dinosaur lawyer costume.
Oh, yeah.
You can get to pick out which dinosaur you want to be. If you want to be one of those platypus-looking dinosaurs, mm-hmm. or a brontosaurus even, if you've got the ceiling space.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, most of these...
This is up to you.
Most of these proceedings probably will take place outside, as the actors will all be in large dinosaur costumes. I mean, I don't know, like...
Yeah, you you would need to have a pretty large space in order to host inside. So, yeah, this is a summer game. This is our introduction.
I will say, at this premium price, I will say that people with, you know, typically larger houses are probably going to be the ones that will be able to afford this version of the game.
That's true.
So, they could probably fit 12 actors in dinosaur suits inside.
Well, I do like the idea of having this solely be a summer game. It's like, hey, you guys want to play cornhole? Do you want to do, like, I don't know, do you want to play bocce? He's like, nah, wait, let's play the dinosaur lawyer game. Oh, everyone's man. Like, yeah!
Just give me a week to schedule the flights.
Yeah.
Get them out here. Oh, man.
Okay. Oh, no, this is perfect.
Yeah. Because, again, we have the, well, and we got to call it, too, like, we have... the base game, just called the base set, and then there's the expansion mm-hmm. pack, and the price difference is, like, you know, $30 or $30,000.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's what
those
it is.
Those actors, well, I'm sure we could find some pretty cheap actors, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, between dinosaur costumes, flights to and from wherever they're coming from, I mean, we're probably going to have to either have some kind of bench and or like jury stand, not shipped to them, but
oh, we're gonna have the whole set. They're not, I mean, I guess I was just imagining them just standing in a field, but yeah, we do have to provide some sort of seating, I guess.
I mean, it's mostly just for the sake of like immersion. Like, there's got to be a little bit of seating, and it doesn't have to be a whole, like, you know, courtroom, but maybe even just like some well put together like a TV set, essentially. I mean, we're making basically a court. You said Judge Judy, so we're basically making, if you want to be in Judge Judy, you can do it. We'll arrange it.
Only as a dinosaur.
Yeah, no. Yeah, only as a dinosaur. Don't be ridiculous.
I mean, if the court hearing's like impressive enough, you might be able to even charge tickets for it and make a little bit of money back.
There you go. Well, I mean, yeah, if you want to get a studio audience and cameras and stuff and make a broadcast, you'll have to get us involved, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
we'll give you the rights, but there you go. Dino Court.
Well, we'll give you the rights for a price.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying for free. No, no way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I agree.
All right.
So, well, that's awfully generous of us. To offer this extremely premium product.
Mm-hmm. I think to make sure that it doesn't, well, maybe we should slap the word premium on it, because that, I mean, that's an enticing word right there.
It is. Yeah. It makes me want to invest in it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually exactly what you can do. If you can't pay the full $30,000 right now, you can get the Dino Court subscription, and you just continually give us money until eventually we're like, hey, you've deposited enough money. We're sending Dino Court to you.
It's like a small payment plan. Yeah. You get, if you spend $30,000 on this monthly subscription at $30 bucks a month, we will give you one free playthrough.
$30 a month to get to $30,000?
Yeah.
I don't think you realize how long that is.
I don't. I did not do the math.
All right, I'm getting the calculator. Hold on a second. Hold
on okay. Second. I mean, it's just 30. It's just 30,000 divided by 30.
That's 1,000 months, which boils down to 83 years.
Okay, so well, maybe we can make it a little bit cheaper. If it was, I think $3,000 will cover all the flights and stuff like that.
Yeah,
know?
But then the dino suits aren't going
to be as
realistic.
And maybe if it's in, like, select cities, like, if you're already in a select city, we probably don't even need to, like, if you're in, like, the big ones, like,
L.A. Chicago, or New York.
Chicago, New York, places in Texas, Miami, like,
yeah.
We can find actors there and have them shipped out.
Okay.
Or not even shipped out, but just, like, you know, get an Uber.
Yeah.
You know?
So that is only 8 years. 8 years, and you can, well, 8.333, repeating. Eight and some change, and you can play your game.
Yeah. That, well, the way that it is intended to be is what I'll say. You can still play the game with...
the way, wow, that's a very pressuring statement.
It's like when you beat a whole video game and you realize you don't get the true ending.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's like, yeah, sure. Easy mode was fun, but what about hard mode?
Yeah.
All right. $3,000. I think that's good.
$3,000, I'm sure, will cover all of that
sort
of expenses and whatnot.
Because you could do. Well, I mean, this is a pretty hefty subscription, but let's just real quick. Yeah, at $100 a month, you get to play premium, and again, title pending, Dino Court in 2.5 years.
Okay. Yeah, we can have, like, different levels. We'll work that out. Maybe there is a $30, maybe there is a $100 that you get, I don't know, a monocle or a gavel or something. This is like a Patreon kind of thing now at this point.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I think, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I agree. I think if you're a premium subscriber, I think you get, like, a fun gavel. Maybe we do, like, a monthly mailer for you. We send you, like, dino facts. Like, I don't know, like, all kinds of different things to prep yourself.
We can get zoo books back.
Oh, and then, there we go.
Although, I think there was something different than zoo. Wasn't there a dinosaur one for zoo books, or was there just, like, a dino issue
for zoo? I'm going to go on. Well, this actually isn't even out on a limb, but I'm going to honestly assume that there was a dino version of that, like, every month.
I kind of remember having it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't remember what it was called, but...
Something like
maybe
that.
Maybe it was still just zoo books or something like that.
It was like a magazine, though, right?
Yeah, it was like a... Yeah, I guess magazine's probably the best way to put it. Because you just, like, got it in the mail.
Yeah.
I mean, that was basically it.
Yeah. Okay. Title.
Title.
I mean... Oh, you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. You seem excited about it.
Instead of Law and Order, it's Rawr and Order.
Ooh, man, that's a gasp hearing that. That's pretty good. I do like Rawr and Order.
That can.
I think
we can put that after
add
a colon.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Something like that. Put a patch spin on
there. It definitely
there.
Should be like a pun.
Yeah.
Something of that nature.
Like, I'm thinking, like, yeah, like, something about, like, court, like, Supreme Court. Is there anything on the word supreme in there?
I mean, you can always just add Asaurus on something.
Supremasaurus Court, Rawr in Order.
I mean, yeah, that's... there might even be a Supremasaurus, for all that I know.
It's just a dinosaur with huge biceps. Flexing.
Yeah. Rock hard abs and stuff like that.
Yeah. This is a cool dinosaur.
Yeah. It can be our judge here. This is the Supremasaurus.
I'm trying to
think of something else that's like, I don't know that many. But you just look up dinosaur terms. Do you think that'll come up with anything?
I mean, like, yeah.
Dinosaur terms.
Well, there's, yeah, like you said, there's adding the prefix. Well, is dino a prefix? Or is it just a word on its own? Is Asaurus a suffix?
Yes, I'll say yes to both of those.
Perfect. It's there's no root word to dinosaur. It's just a prefix jammed together with a suffix. That's it.
There's stuff like, okay, so there's stuff like extinction. I actually did type in dinosaur terms and got some pretty good stuff back. There's like extinction, fossil, excavate, period. I don't know if a period's a good one.
Oh, like, well,
Triassic,
yeah,
prehistoric
era, stuff
era.
Like that. Well,
yeah,
so okay, like so fossil was one of the words that we randomly generated, and we kind of
right.
we let it hold the door open for us, and then we kind of walked through and left it behind. So maybe we can incorporate fossil into the title.
Mm-hmm.
What about like
fossil files?
Yeah, like fossil records. I know that records is like kind of law adjacent or like kind of courtroom adjacent, but it's not. It doesn't like convey that.
We should still keep. Okay, let's have the game end with RAR in order.
Okay.
Because I do like that the most.
Thank you.
But we can come up something before, yeah, like fossil files, RAR in order.
Yeah.
Or like,
I mean, let's here type in.
Let's Google now law terms.
Yep, that's what I was about to say. Courtroom. Wow, I put way too many O's in there. Courtroom
terms. Courtroom jargon is what I want.
There we go. Glossary.
50 courtroom jargons.
50 courtroom terms you hear in your favorite legal dramas.
Here's extradition.
Bench warrant. Are there any that start with F? Just to even see if we can squeeze in felony, misdemeanors.
I like the word extradition because then you can do extinction extradition.
Ooh. Yeah. Extradition. What is it? It's when one state surrenders an accused or convicted person to another state because the offense in reference was committed outside of its own territory. Okay, so it's like, yeah, being extradited.
It has nothing to do with, like,
yeah.
Judge Judy doesn't put up with that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on a second.
That could be one of the titles of our cases here.
Federal question. Fossil questioning. RAR in order. Fraudulent.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we might just want to go with, like, Supremasaurus Court, RAR in order.
Yeah, I like that one, too. Yeah.
I think we're getting, I mean, all of these other terms that we're looking up here could definitely be called, like, the case. You know, those are,
the
like,
case
the titles of
each
case
each
that
scenario.
We send out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? Here's the little shout-out that all the evidence are called fossil records, because that's fun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
These are all good terms.
All right. Supremasaurus Court, RAR in order. That's a good one.
So for the who goes first, I actually don't know the terminology. Does the prosecution always go first?
Let's look up.
Because we don't need to follow that sort of rule. We can have a who goes first and just have it either to be the defendant or the prosecution. Because this is before maybe, you know, this is obviously dinosaur court, so maybe the rules were a little bit more relaxed and different.
Yeah, I looked up opening statements. The opening statement is the lawyer's first opportunity to address the jury in a trial. Generally, the party who bears the burden of proof, plaintiff in a civil case or prosecution in a criminal case, begins the opening statements, followed immediately by the defendant. So yes, prosecution.
Okay, so the prosecution goes
first.
Well, I mean, I'm cool with changing that up to,
yeah,
you know, we can have a who goes first rule.
Yeah.
And either defendant or the prosecution can go first, depending on, or maybe they get to decide if they want to go second.
Yes. They get to decide who goes, like the person gets to decide who goes first, but ready, here's how we decide it. And I think this will be fun.
Okay.
The box or whatever thing that the evidence comes in is really, really hard to open. So you have to, like, tear into it like a dinosaur. And whoever can get their evidence open first decides either they go first or the opponent goes first.
I do like that. We could even up it so that all the evidence actually comes inside, like, some sort of fossilized, like, egg. Have you ever seen those loot box things where you get a tiny hammer?
Yeah, and you gotta open it and stuff like that. Well, I got man crates for Christmas one year, if you remember. Well, actually,
I do remember that. Yeah, that came with the little crowbar.
Yeah.
So it'd be something we could have something along those lines that each one comes in. You got to crack open your fossil case by actually using some sort of hammer and chisel and breaking it open.
If it's dinosaurs, I think that we would lessen the difficulty of it, but I think you got to use, it's a dinosaur, you got to use your claws and talons and your teeth.
Your teeth.
And, yeah, you really got to rip
it.
Rip
it open.
Yeah. If anything, it would just be like, like a set of files, but they're like wrapped in like 20 layers of like a wrapping paper. So you really just have to like rip it open and attack it.
Uh-huh. And if you roar at any point doing this, the app will pick up your
power roar. You
know, yeah, your shouts and your screams, and add that to, it'll take off some time for you. So if you're a little bit slower than your opponent, but you roar louder, then it will give you some additional time.
Yeah, I like that. Or, you know what, maybe it's this. Maybe it lets you have, because I really like the idea of whoever just really rips into it gets to go first. They get additional time on evidence solving.
Oh, okay. They should also still get the ability to pick if they want to make their opening statement first or second.
No. I'm saying that the roar factor would be get like, oh, that was a good roar. You get
three extra minutes
on
I
the
see.
Evidence solving. But you might not have been you might not have been the first one to get through the package, and that was your opponent who gets to go first. But you let out a mighty roar, and it was intimidating. And you are rewarded for this roar.
Okay. Well, this is all a pretty good idea. I feel like this could be like a real loot box kind of thing, minus all the dinosaur stuff and actors that we pitched, but, you know.
Well, that's, again, I mean, that's going to be a heavy lift, but I think at that premium price, we can supply that.
Well, I think we can too, yeah. This is quite the game.
Yeah, all right. Supremosaurus Court, : RAR in order.
Perfect.
How do you spell roar? Like, is it roar in order? Is it R-O-A-R? Or are we spelling it like RAR? R-A-W-R.
That's the difficult thing because I don't want to... I would spell it R-A-W-R, but I'm afraid that we would get looped in with those RAR XD people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from our youths in middle school.
Well, then, yeah, let's call it roar in order, but... You'll know to pronounce it RAR.
Yeah, you can do. Yeah. I don't want to do. Maybe we can market a whole other box that is RAR in order XD.
Yeah, there we go.
it's a bunch of chibi looking dinosaurs on the box.
Perfect. Well, thank you all for joining us. We have been Miss Dunn Needs More Games over here at Patch Potch. Again, to plug it, you can find us on Twitter at PatchPotchR&D. And for any professional inquiries, it is patchpotchllc@gmail.com to spell it out, PATCHPOTCH. The other letters are self-explanatory.
It's LLC.
And then RND, like the letters.
Yeah, and RND.
No ampersands. Yeah. Not around here.
Not on Twitter.
Yeah, not on our
watch.
I'm
serious about what I said earlier. I am serious. Oh. First person who wants to tweet at us. There may be a prize. I will DM you, firstly, a thank you, and then we can work out from there. If you don't want to listen to this kind of episode again, where we just pick random words.
Maybe that's on us. No, maybe we're just too good at this. And
no, this episode is a punishment for our viewers. This is this because no one is tweeting at us.
Yeah. From earlier, you don't want to see how far we'll fail. you don't want to know.
I threatened it before. I'm not joking around where I will stop working.
Yeah.
Or at least stop putting out good content. I'm just kidding. I can't do that.
Yeah. I think that's it. You got anything else?
I think that is it. No, I don't. I can try to give us a sign off here.
Sure. Go for it.
All rise for the honorable and very good looking Supremosaurus Rex.
Dun dun. Bye.